Informed by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
The time for you to compromise in your life is now over. But a lot of people who are believers don't want to face that. Come on now. We want to tell God, God, take care of him while I'm over here in prayer and so forth. Prayer is good. But after you finish praying, you got to get up and walk this thing out, buddy. You're going to have to walk this thing out. They have been unjust laws, but nobody confronted them. Nobody was bold enough to say, nope, this is the law of the kingdom. We are not accepting your law. I'm not bowing down. When you understand vengeance, you don't compromise. God promised you the best that he had. He promised you milk and honey. He promised you healing. He promised you deliverance. He promised your children would be blessed and you will increase more and more. Whatever he said, let God be true and every man be a liar. I'm telling you, it's our time.
Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another exciting teaching for you today. We're teaching on Your Day of Justice, and this is Volume 2. Now, in this teaching, we're talking about God has reserved better things for us. Now, what do I mean when I say that? It means that there are some revelation that we're going to be getting today that perhaps they didn't get 40 years ago, or they didn't get 200 years ago, or whatever have you. And the reason for, I think, this revelation is coming forth now, because I really believe that we are going to be the people that are going to wrap this whole thing up. Praise God. You know what I mean by that? I mean, we're going to be the ones that are going to establish the kingdom of God in every nation in this earth. Well, if he's going to ask us to do more, we're going to need to know more. So we're going to be talking about revelation knowledge. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Get ready to take some good notes. Let's go into it. It's called Your Day of Justice. Now, for us to be able to move forward, we're going to have to be on meat. We're going to have revelation, not just information. Remember when God spoke to Peter and he said, you know, who do you say that I am, talking to his disciples? Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, for us to move forward, it takes revelation. It takes revelation. Just information can't move you forward. That's the case. The PhDs can just move forward without God. But it can't happen. It takes revelation to go up against the gates of hell. Okay? Satan has locked out people from certain things, put boundaries and borders and fences in their life. They can't break through. Next, need some revelation. Now, we're talking about revelation. We're talking about things that are revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. And he says that over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, he said, the eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches deep things of God, so forth and so on. So by his Spirit is a way that he reveals things to us. So, for the most part, he's talking about the sons of God, having nothing to do with a gender, but it has to do with maturity, that the people of God are going to be mature. That's why I said this is a grown-up message. And, no, I said it's a message for grown folk. That's what I said. So as we look at this, when that is happening, now it's a way that you can deliver the word that people who are outside the kingdom can't catch this word. They can't do anything with it. Because it has to be revealed by the Holy Spirit. So I was over in Africa, and I was preaching at Bishop Oedipo's church, and Brother Copeland was over there preaching as well. Brother Copeland's time to preach. He said something. He said, God has made you rich beyond your wildest imagination. Realm. When he said that, I took it. But if you take it, you have to take it as a seed. You hear what I'm saying? Now, when you have a seed and you sow that seed, then you sleep and rise night and day. And the seed rises up or springs and grows up, you don't know how. First the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn of the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately you put it in the sickle because the harvest has come. So when he gave me that word, thank God I shouted, but my mind wasn't converted. Talking about my subconscious now, the part that leads you, 85-90% of your life has been led by a portion of your mind that you have no that can lead you without without you saying anything. Does that make sense? All right, I'm trying to explain this now. I'm trying to stay in the spirit with this. So somebody comes here and preaches and says, Pastor Winston, your airplane is in Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Well, I get the Bible, look at Ecclesiastes chapter 10. I don't see anything about airplane in there. And now look at it again. Don't see anything about airplane in there. A couple of more times, don't see anything. But pretty soon, the Holy Spirit reveals something to me. And I see over here in verse 20, a bird of the air shall carry your voice. All right? Now, that's seed. Now, that seed is what I need, because it'll bring forth a revelation that the gates of hell cannot stop the producing of my airplane. Now, are y'all following what I'm saying now? See, that's all you're after. You need some seed. And this whole Bible is a seed store. And the way you purchase it is by faith. Now, in this, better things for us. So these things now, the Holy Spirit is pulling the covers back. And so what I've been planting in you is vengeance and recompense. And so first of all, I've been reorienting our thinking in terms of what vengeance is, so that people won't fly off and get mad at somebody. And I said that vengeance has nothing to do with hate or resentment or some emotional retaliation, but it proceeds from a love of justice and its necessity for punishing offenders. So I'm reshaping the word vengeance in people's mind. Because if I'm going to live in the kingdom works by faith. And faith works by love. So if I get out of love, it doesn't work. Say amen to this. There, Moses could not hate Pharaoh. Oh, that's not the deal. When Daniel got thrown in the lion's den, the king came in the morning and said, oh, Daniel, did your God save you? Daniel said, long live the king. That doesn't sound like hate to me. You follow what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, now we said that the number one job of the Holy Spirit in this latter rain period that we're in is going to execute judgment for all that are oppressed, but to execute vengeance on behalf of God's people, and nothing shall escape him. That he is going to be the one that's going to be your, he's going to watch your back. He's going to go with you everywhere you go, and he's going to be telling you what to say, where to go, so forth. Now you got angels and all of that, because all of that is a part of the kingdom. You're a part of the kingdom of God. Angels are part of the kingdom of God. But watch this. The earth is now part of the kingdom of God. Jesus redeemed it. Now you reclaim it. And he's sending you and I out, that every sphere now, that the Babylonian system, which tries to make people exist without God, he's having us now to put God back into it. Because God has been taken out of the schools, out of education. God has been taken out of the government. They don't want to hardly mention God anymore. God has been taken out of the family. Family, it prays together, stay together. Well, how many families are praying together today? God has been trying to take out of business. Hey, don't mix that business and God, brother. I'm telling you now, don't mix that. See, all of that. Well, you coming to put God back in business, back in politics. Come on, back in the, you're going to put him back in everywhere. Say amen to that. Now, you're doing this because now you're fulfilling the mandate, which has to do with us establishing the will of God in earth as it is where? In heaven. Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back not for a defeated church, but for a church that is victorious. Say amen to that. Now, as we look at this, just to define this, let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, please. Hebrews chapter 10, look at verse 30. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth to me, and I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Now, again, we have to remember what happened to Adam, that the moment he fell, selfishness and self-defense and self-centeredness became his modus operandi. It became the way he operated. So he's operating now in terms of mankind, in terms of what's going to happen to me. Why? Because he wasn't that way before. And selfishness crept in there. And the way he got into that is through Satan's temptation of Eve. And Satan went and told Eve that there are some boundaries that God had placed in her life. That the day that she eats this fruit, God knows that she's going to be like God. Well, she was already, come on, like God. And so what has happened is that the enemy deceived her in thinking that it was a boundary. And it's all about boundaries. And that's what I told you the last time. That Satan's strategy, since he couldn't stop you from getting saved, is to contain you now and make it so that your saved life is unproductive. And so now, he, for the most part, has been the author of trying to put boundaries in your life. And one of the things that he's tried to keep you from doing is trying to hear the word of God concerning who you are, what you have, what you can do, and how far you can go. Because basically, as we have been not remodeled but reborn, now we are no more defined by this world and its system. We're no longer marked by the boundaries that are in this world. And Jesus said in John chapter 17, he said, well, let's go back there real quick. John chapter 17. And as he said in John 17 and verse 14, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. In other words, you are not or any longer to be defined or marked by this world's boundaries. That's why I think the Message Bible translation says. So whatever the limit that the world has, we don't have. Come on now. So we are not normal. We're no longer mere men. Because Jesus had no limitation, so have we have no limitations. The Bible said in 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we in this world. So there's absolutely nothing now that he didn't have authority over in this world. Now I'm saying that because no matter what we read outside of this word, no matter what somebody tells us, no matter where we go and what we hear, whatever God says is true. And no matter how we feel about it, it's still true. No matter what we see that might try to contradict it, it's still true. So whatever God says is true, and everything is irrelevant and immaterial. So what we have to do is learn to walk by faith, by the word of God. And God is going to use us to make a hostile takeover. He's going to use us to bring us into a place where everything that's out of line with heaven's government is going to be brought back into line. Say amen to that. Now, as we did this and looked through here, One more thing I want to say, that the kind of word that we have been hearing as a church is really reflecting our ability to dominate. The kind of word that we have been hearing as a church really reflects our ability to dominate or subdue the earth. That you'll find that the quality of your intake is going to determine the strength of your output. And what we have said about vengeance is because the church has not been preached vengeance, we have many times been victims. Now we're going to go further into that, because there's an inheritance for you, but will not be delivered to you beyond your level of growth. So we've got to grow up in this thing. We are the sons of God. God has something for us to do, and we will not be denied. You hear what I'm saying? All right, now, vengeance is vital to kingdom manifestation. The vengeance or the justice that you're going to be seeing here. In other words, you're going to be hearing a lot about justice. I picked up, somebody sent me a magazine, and they had three articles about justice. But you're going to be hearing more and more about it, because that's one of the main ways that the enemy has demonically controlled this system, is through injustice. Now, let's go, and I'm going to take you to this, because I'm going to go straight through this. Let's go to Exodus, if you will. And we said that this was a, Exodus chapter 3, this was a type and shadow of us understanding the vengeance of the Lord. Now again, if this word brings a bad taste in your mouth, it shouldn't. It only does that because we're still trying to orient your thinking as to what vengeance really is. The vengeance of the Lord has nothing to do with hatred. It comes from love. Now, we have to advance the kingdom. Now, in this particular case, the children of Israel were in bondage. And now they are time for them to come out. And God says something here. He said in verse 19, I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. All right, let's stop right there, because I want to really deal with this thing. I'm sure the king of Egypt will not let you go. Well, the king of Egypt was Pharaoh. And if you know anything about him, he thought he was a god. Now, he will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. Now, I think the mighty hand, and this is my interpretation of it, has to do with human strength. Okay? So you're not going to be able to get out of there naturally. Now, the reason why I know, or I strongly think that that is exactly how that is to be interpreted, is because in Exodus chapter 18, please, you don't have to turn there if you don't want to, but Exodus chapter 18, put it on the board here. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, was talking to Moses in verse 9. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, blessed be the Lord who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who had delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods. Now I'm letting you know that because Jethro had some wisdom. He was the one that told Moses, Moses, if you keep operating like this and having everybody to come and have a counseling session with you, you're not going to last long. And Moses heed to his counsel and lengthen his life. Now, my point to you is Jethro saw something here. He was a Midianite priest. And he knew that nobody could get out from the hands of Pharaoh. And the reason why is because they couldn't get out naturally. Because they weren't up against a natural force. They were up against sorcery and witchcraft. Okay? Now, you will see that when Moses went down and he confronted Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." Pharaoh asked Moses to do a miracle. And in this, Moses pulled out a rod and threw it down and became a snake. And Pharaoh called his magicians out. Now the Bible says in Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, he says, "For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." Sorcery. Sorcery. Something that affects your mind. Something that makes you think something's real that's not even real. You hear what I'm saying? But sorcery is under witchcraft. And witchcraft, according to Galatians and chapter 5, it says that witchcraft is a work of the flesh. So it's on the level of the flesh and not the spirit, meaning that you and I represent a kingdom that is superior to witchcraft. Got it? And that's why when Moses threw his rod down and Pharaoh called the magicians out and they threw theirs down and it turned into a snake, Moses' snake ate up their snakes. Now the sorcerers and witch doctors went back without a rod. His was gone. And then Moses' snake turned back into a rod. Now understand what I said, that understanding vengeance creates a whole new attitude and behavior. That when you understand it, because Moses, he told him, Pharaoh is not going to let you go, not by a mighty hand. Meaning that he's not going to let you go by your natural strength or by an army. Now you can go up there and get your 100,000 soldiers if you want and march against this man. But you're not going to be able to break that, because that's not just a natural power. Got it? You hear what I'm saying now? Because we have been up against some things, and those things, listen folks, this demonic system of the economics of this world is voodoo. It is a system that is controlled by demon spirits. And I'm telling you, he's raising the church up because we're going to convert the wealth of the wicked over into the hands of the people of God. Now, as we look at this thing here, now, understand, we're not hating people. That is not, because they're being used and don't even know it. Jesus on the cross said, "Father, forgive them." Come on. For they know not what they don't even know what they're doing. They think they're helping the country out. They're thinking they're doing something. My point to you, if they don't know Jesus, if they're not walking in revelation knowledge, then they can be deceived. Now, you have to hear this. So, as we going in here, he said, "Wait a minute, you're not going to do that. So here's what I'm going to do, Moses. I'm not going to let you go down there and get an army. Go get a stick." Boy, this is just some wild stuff, isn't it? "And get Aaron, because he's going to be your mouthpiece, because you don't want to talk. And go on down there to Pharaoh. And you tell Pharaoh to let my people go." Now, here's the point there. That a lot of people who are believers don't want to face Pharaoh. Come on now. We want to tell God, "God, take care of him while I'm over here in prayer," and so forth. Now, prayer is good. But after you finish praying, you got to get up and walk this thing out, buddy. You're going to have to walk this thing out. See, if God knows that you fear Pharaoh, then you're going to have to confront him. He's going to bring you right up to it, because God is not going to have you walking in fear of any man. Well, praise the Lord. I trusted you were empowered by that teaching. Now, again, this is called Your Day of Justice, Volume 2. Now, in this teaching, we're talking about how the enemy comes with a spirit of Babylon. That's what we call it, a Babylonian spirit. But that spirit is a society that's trying to meet its needs without God in it. See, it's trying to get God out of the education or schools, trying to get God out of the family, you know, trying to get God. Why? Because God has rules, God has principles, God has laws, and God has justice. Praise God. And this enemy is trying to get him out of every area. But you and I have been sent to announce that this is a new day. There's a new sheriff in town. That we're bringing God back into business, bringing God back into the education system, and so forth and so on. Now, it's a powerful teaching because it tells us how we can move by revelation, and the power of God will be with us so that everywhere we go, every place the soles of our foot shall tread upon, God will give it to us. He will have it so that the kingdom of God shall manifest. Now, let's go, and we're going to tell you how to get this teaching, and I'll be right back with a final word.
Now is the set time for justice to prevail on God's people, to rule and reign on earth as problem solvers. We are in the prophetic season of restoration that will require revelation knowledge that comes from the Spirit of God as we advance His kingdom forward.
He's sending you and I out that every sphere now that the Babylonian system, which tries to make people exist without God, He's having us now to put God back into it.
Your Day of Justice Volume 2 is enriched with revelation that empowers your understanding for significant change in your attitude and behavior.
I'm reshaping the word vengeance in people's mind, because if I'm going to live in the kingdom works by faith, and faith works by love. So if I get out of love, it doesn't work.
Order Your Day of Justice Volume 2 today, and Dr. Winston will reveal why we must be born again to have revelation, why having intellectual information is not enough, why the church has been hindered by the boundaries of the world, why it takes revelation to move forward against the gates of hell to rule and reign on this earth, and much, much more. To order your copy of Your Day of Justice Volume 2, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.billwinston.org. Having revelation will allow us to fulfill the mandates of God in establishing His will on earth as it is in heaven. Order your copy of Your Day of Justice Volume 2 today.
Well, praise the Lord. Now, we're talking about boundaries being removed in your life, because it's all about boundaries, one man said, and I really believe that. The enemy is trying to restrict our travel, trying to restrict where God can be glorified in business or in family or whatever have you, trying to get God out of everything. But we're coming to put Him back in everything. Praise God. Well, we have some teachings. Again, it's called Your Day of Justice. It's talking about you and me and how God has empowered us to go into places that have been ruined or places that have been torn down and build them up for the kingdom of God. That no more boundaries in your life. God is removing all the boundaries so you and I can finish the work that He sent us to do. Praise God. Well, that's all we have for this time. Bill Winston saying, we love you and keep walking by faith.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.